Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
In 3, 2, 1... 7 moves in 7 minutes. I'm Georgie Okel and this is the Sweat 7. You don't need any special equipment, just as long as you've got a bit of space. And if you need any help, check out the animations in the show notes. Stop immediately.
Alright team, so we're going to get a bit of an upper body workout in today. So working into your shoulders, your triceps, your arms, your chest, your core. So as always, you don't need anything other than a mat, and I will be taking you through some shoulder taps, a high to low plank, back into your jackknives, and then into your ankle taps. Back to that high to low plank, jackknives again, and we're finishing off with a full set of press-ups. 40 seconds on each exercise, 20 seconds off. If any of those didn't make sense, remember we've got animations for everything over on Instagram at the Sweat 7 Pod. So once you know what you're doing, get yourself down into your plank position and ready for your shoulder taps. We are going in 5, 4, 3, 2, 1.
Go.
So shoulder taps from your high plank position, just getting our setup here. So what that means is we squeeze that core really tight, we squeeze the glutes, and as we reach one hand to the opposite shoulder, we keep those hips perfectly level. So this exercise is easy to do if we let those hips swing all over the place. It is harder if we try and exercise real control through the core. Good, keep breathing through it. 10 more seconds, and then we shake it out for 20. You have got another 5, 3, 2, 1. Great, shake those arms out. We are coming back to more shoulder work, high to low plank. So starting in that high plank, we'll come down onto your forearms, push back up, and then switch sides. So down on the left, up on the left, down on the right, up on the right. We are going in 3, 2, 1.
Go.
High to low plank, and remember those same points as with your shoulder taps. We want you to keep those hips nice and level. So we're in a high plank at the top position, we're in a low plank at the bottom position. That means we're not leaving our bum up in the air as we come down to that low plank. The whole body moves like a plank of wood from the top to the bottom. Left, down and up, and then right, down and up. You have got 10 more seconds. Yes, team, keep it going. Give me one more. You have got 3, 2, 1. Good. Give those shoulders a bit of a shake. You're coming onto your back. So we're spending the whole time today on the mat, just moving between that plank position and then on your back. We come into your jackknives now. So stretching all the way out. We're going to reach opposite hand to opposite foot in 3, 2, 1.
Go.
Into your jack now. So from your back, from that fully extended position, arms up overhead, legs out in front, we reach up, trying to keep straight arms, straight legs, opposite hand to opposite foot, and then we swap sides. Remember, if it doesn't make sense, just have a quick look at the animations over on Instagram. You've got another 20 seconds on these jack knives. So still working the core, still rotating through the shoulders, but taking a bit of the pressure off. Just for 10 more seconds. last 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. And 20 seconds to make your way back to that high plank. And we're going to come into ankle taps next. So from that high plank, reaching one hand back to opposite ankle or opposite shin. The hips will come up on this one. Hips will lift to make space for that reach in 3, 2, 1. Go. So opposite hand to opposite ankle this time. And then we level out to that high plank before we reach back on the other side. Allowing those hips to lift so that we make space for that movement. One side, then the other, working across the diagonal, getting our obliques involved, still working through the shoulders, working that core halfway through. So we were on shoulder taps before, now we've made it a little bit harder. 10 more seconds on these. 5 seconds. 3, 2, 1. Great work. Again, give those shoulders a bit of a shake and then we are going to come back to that high plank and back to your high to low plank. So from the top, down and up.
10, 9.
Same thing
eight,
as you did before.
7.
But
six,
just make it a little
five,
bit quicker without
four,
losing that form in 3, 2, 1.
Go.
So high to low plank, you've already done it once. This time we see, can we push the pace without sacrificing any form? So keeping that core tight, keeping those hips level and moving up and down through that high to low plank. You are already halfway through it. I promise you don't have to do this again today. Unless, of course, you rattle through this 7-minute workout one or two more times, which, why not? You have got 10 more seconds. Last 5 seconds. 3, 2, 1. Well done. Bring it onto your back. We've got jackknives coming back around next. So again, on your back from that full extension, reaching opposite hand to opposite foot, trying to keep those legs nice and straight if you can. We're taking it there in 5 seconds. 3, 2, 1.
Go.
So back to your jackknives, opposite hand to opposite foot. As ever, when we repeat an exercise in a workout, that means we take it to the next level. So can you get the leg a little bit straighter than it was before? Can you move quicker through them? Can you improve on that range? Can you push it a little bit further this second time? You are halfway through. Work. Keep it moving for just over 10 seconds. All the way up for 5, 3, 2, 1. So this is it, the end, the climax of your upper body workout. We're going to come into your press up. So as I always say, on your feet or on your knees, but whatever feels like a challenge for you. And I want you to focus on dropping that chest all the way down and then coming all the way back up, keeping that core nice and tight.
Go.
Good, so 40 seconds of press-ups. Your shoulders should be feeling by now like they've had a bit of a workout. Keeping that pace nice and consistent, I want you to check that you're extending the crown of the head forward. So try not to drop the head down to the mat. It makes it much harder to get through these press-ups. I've got another 15 seconds. Keep pushing through that range if you can, coming a tiny bit lower each time. Final 5 seconds. Give me one or two more press ups. 2, 1. And done. Good, great work. Give those shoulders a bit of a shake. Twist through the spine and have a fantastic day. I will see you back here for more Sweat 7 very soon.
The Sweat 7 is written and presented by Georgie Yokel and is part of the Smart 7 Network, published by Daft Doris.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic-butter shrimp scampi. Mm. HelloFresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
When you make decisions for your company, you look for the no-brainers. And if you have a lot of mailing to do, Stamps.com is the ultimate no-brainer. It streamlines your processes to make your business more efficient, which makes you less busy. Mail checks, invoices, legal documents, and everything you need to keep your business running with Stamps.com. Seamlessly connect with every major marketplace and shopping cart. Schedule package pickups and see your cheapest and fastest shipping options from different carriers, with rates up to 89% off USPS and UPS rates. And with the Stamps.com mobile app, you can take care of mailing and shipping wherever you are. Make the same no-brainer decision as over 1 million other businesses with Stamps.com. Sign up with code PROGRAM for a 4-week trial, plus free postage and a free digital scale. No long-term commitments or contracts. That's Stamps.com. Code PROGRAM.